sit here?
Yeah. A field trip is always fun, and it's even better on a boat on a day that promises sunshine.
Dawson, did you know everything in my lunch is peanut butter?
Fourth graders from Ketchikan's public schools and Holy Name Catholic School eagerly and noisily claimed seats with their friends under the watchful eyes of teachers and chaperones. After a quick safety lesson from the Allen Marine crew, we headed out to find a pictograph. But first, we found a whale.
Whoa, there's two! There's two! There's two of them!
Yeah, we were out there the other day
watching. Whoa!
Several whales. The humpbacks kept the kids occupied until the catamaran was able to maneuver into position to view the ancient pictograph drawn by an unknown artist on a rock wall. Jim Baichtel is a geologist with the U.S. Forest Service. He was one of a handful of Forest Service experts on board to help teach the kids about the different sites.
So they often did pictographs in places that are overhung, that don't get wet and rainy, and they could come in at a high tide and climb up and do the paintings. And almost any of those overhung places back in here have got some kind of a painting in it.
Pictographs, though, aren't Baichtel's specialty. His thing is volcanoes. And after we left the pictograph behind, he talked to the group about Southeast Alaska's somewhat volatile volcanic history.
What you guys may or may not know is right here behind us are 25 different volcanoes. Eight of those that's erupted in the last few thousand years.
We passed one of those volcanoes, Painted Peak, which erupted during the last ice age when the mountain was covered by a couple thousand feet of ice. Baichtel's other area of expertise is paleontology, and he brought along something pretty cool for show and tell, an acrylic replica of a recent discovery.
So this is a 220 million year old fossil iguana that came out of rocks up near Cake in central Southeast Alaska, and it's called a ceratosaur.
The fossil is complete. It shows the legs, the head, the tail, its ribs.
In fact, it's so well preserved that whatever its last meal is still in its stomach.
The fossil was a big hit with the fourth graders, but there was still more to learn on the trip, with different stations set up in different parts of the boat. John Hyde is the Fish, Wildlife, Watershed, and Botany Staff Officer with the Forest Service's Ketchikan Misty Fjords Ranger District. A group of boys clustered around him as he talked about jellyfish.
What are those little tentacle things do?
They sting you.
They sting you.
They can, but they also grab food. So those tentacles are really neat because sometimes they can sting.
Wait, what kind of food do they eat?
They eat other fish, they eat plankton, they eat anything that gets stuck in their genitals.
What if they catch a halibut?
I don't think they could do that.
Teresa Tybalt is the forest archaeologist for the Tongass National Forest. She provided more details to a group of girls about pictographs and petroglyphs.
So the difference between a petroglyph and a pictograph is a petroglyph is actually pecked into the rock, and a pictograph is painted on the rock.
I've seen one of those. There's a beach at my house, and there's like, whenever I go to a big rock like these, I see like drawings like that.
Yeah? What do they have on them?
Kind of like drawing fish and other sea animals.
Margaret Cloud, who's worked as an interpreter for Allen Marine, talked to a couple of young boys about wildlife commonly found in the area.
Now, we have a number of different mammals. Those are the deer, the bears, wolves, the martens, but we also have beaver. Where can we find beaver here in the Ketchikan area?
You sometimes find them at White River or...
How about closer to town, like Ward Lake? Beaver there, or we can see where beaver have been because they cut down the trees.
And as the kids saw again on the way back to town, we've got whales.
There she goes!
Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.